Welcome to the Being the Church podcast, a special Christmas edition. In the few days leading up to Christmas, we will be hearing from some of our North Star staff team about what they love about Christmas. Perhaps you'll be able to relate to them, and we'll even dig into some spiritual significance behind some of the things that we all love about Christmas. We hope that you enjoy and that you have a very Merry Christmas yourself. Welcome back to the Being the Church podcast Christmas edition. I have Stephanie Cordray with me. Stephanie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm a little nervous.
That's okay. So am I.
My first podcast.
It's at least my second. Okay. So, but I'm still very nervous. Okay. Excited for Christmas?
I'm very excited for Christmas.
We are kind of going through with some of our staff, and Stephanie's our children's minister, asking them what they love about Christmas. And so Stephanie has thought long and hard about this response, and it's going to be one of the most, yes, even though I only asked her like 3 days ago. I'm just excited to hear from her. Yeah, what you love about Christmas, Stephanie?
I love the traditions with Christmas.
Yeah.
I was raised by a single mom, and she always worked really hard to make the holidays special. And so I think becoming a mom has really enhanced my Christmas season because I want to make it magical for my kids also. So I think just all the different traditions that go along with leading up to Christmas, but also Christmas Eve and then Christmas Day.
What are some of those traditions, if you don't mind me asking? You have a couple.
I would love to share some traditions. Sure. So baking day is a big one in our family. We have a list of recipes that we make every Christmas that my mom made when we were little and that Jacob's parents made when he was little. So we remake those. And I like traditions because every time a tradition comes around, you get to tell the story about how that tradition came.
Yeah, that's super important, I feel like. Yeah.
And it's just, you get to pass along the stories behind everything and the personalities and the people that, you know, my kids were born after my grandparents passed. But I still get to talk about my grandparents and their significance in my life when I do these traditions with my kids. And I love that about it.
Yeah. Yeah, a tradition in my family is a little odd. We do Christmas morning, our breakfast is coconut cake and ham in the Simpson household.
Okay, those are two things I would not have put together, love to hear the story behind this.
Most people don't. So we, the Simpson family, way back in the 20s, 30s, during the Great Depression, our family lineage is all blue collar, you know, so they were not well off by any means in the Great Depression. And there was one day a year, though, that they could eat whatever they wanted. They could have a meal that was whatever they wanted. And the two things that they wanted were coconut cake and ham. And so they decided Christmas would be the day that they eat whatever it is that they wanted. And that happened to be coconut cake and ham. And yeah, two things you wouldn't go together, but they liked, they wanted coconut cake and they wanted ham and they couldn't normally get it during the year because of, you know,
in the rations.
Exactly. So that one day a year, they decided to have coconut cake and ham. And so that's Christmas morning. Every year we have coconut cake and ham.
And I love that for you guys.
Yeah. My mom would try to make it healthier at some point. She's like, okay, we got to add some eggs. We got to have some fruit. We got to do this, whatever. And all my dad and us would be like, no, we got to keep the pure tradition.
Just keep the tradition.
Know? But yeah, you're right. It's like a really cool, like the story is what makes it.
That's what makes it special.
And that one definitely needs a story because
you can't just walk into a room and say coconut cake. Yeah.
If anybody that's like gets anybody that marries one of the siblings has to be like, okay, listen, we're doing this. It's weird, but like here's why.
It's our tradition.
And I think there's probably some really cool connections here, but what do you think our love for traditions around Christmas, which is not unique to you and I, like tradition is a thing both for Christmas and other holidays and different times of the year, is really significant. What do you think is some maybe spiritual kind of nuggets or significance that you would draw out of our love for traditions and kind of what they represent and the stories behind them, maybe specifically related to Christmas or just traditions in general?
I think it goes back to the storytelling. I think it goes back to this is what, you know, our ancestors did, and this is what the generations before us did, and it's passing on those stories so that future generations understand and know and appreciate. And I think that goes along with Christianity too, because, you know, I wasn't raised Christian. I wasn't raised in the church. I didn't become a Christian until I was 26. And so I want those stories of Jesus told to my kids And Jacob and I made it a priority to start telling them at a young age. Mm. And so being able to tell the story of Jesus, especially during the Christmas season, is so important. And we are the ones, we're in the generation now that we need to tell the future generations about. And I think traditions all roll into that.
A tradition that I have in my household that I've carried over from my parents is that before we open gifts on a Christmas morning, we read the Christmas story from the book of Luke. And I remember being a little annoyed with it when I was really little. It's like there's all these gifts like sitting there and they're like, okay, we got to read about baby Jesus again. But it recenters us kind of on the reason for the season.
And it does. And growing up as a non-Christian, you know, that just wasn't a priority. But our focus was always on the gifts. So like Christmas Eve, it was you get a grab bag gift and it didn't have your, it only had your name on it. It wasn't from anybody, but we would open one gift on Christmas Eve. And then Christmas morning, it was all about the stockings and then breakfast and then more presents. But after Jacob and I were married, the focus shifted because it was more about Jesus, which is what the whole reason of this season is. And so as we have gotten older, we want to make sure our kids know that that's what the purpose of this season is. And I mean, you can take away all the gifts and you can take away everything else, but it goes back to Jesus. And his role in his life and the gift that he has given us. And so as a parent now, that's our focus, is to make sure we have the focus on the story in Luke and the Gospels and everything.
A lot of the reason for this little mini-series we're doing on the podcast anyway, a lot of what we've talked about are traditions. Even Christmas lights are a tradition, you know, but points to the light of the world, which came into the world in Jesus. And then gifts, you know, why do we give gifts? Because we receive the greatest gift of Jesus, you know. And there's, so there's a variety of things that I think we may gloss over if we're not careful when it comes to tradition. And tradition is a deeply biblical idea even. We talked about this with Don Hines a little bit, just even in communion, we are told to do this in remembrance of me. And we are told to do it, I think the implication being that if we don't, we will forget easily, you know? We have to have these things in our minds that help us remember. And even with my, you know, example of coconut cake and ham, it does help us remember there, like the life I have now is not the life that my ancestors had, you know, not even that far removed from my family. And to be grateful and thankful for who they were and where I am now, you know. So on a micro level, outside of the macro level of salvation and all of that, some of these little traditions help us to remember. And tradition is a very good biblical idea to help us remember the truths of Scripture, the truths of the gospel, I think. So, I think that's a really great point. I'm glad that that's kind of what has been emphasized for you over Christmas, because it's helpful. Well, Stephanie, I really appreciate you sharing.
Thank you.
You did great for your first podcast ever.
Thank you. I feel much better now.
Good. Now you're going to become a podcast extraordinaire.
I'd love to be back, man.
There's no limit to what you're going to be able to do as your podcast reign begins. We're thankful that you listened today. And stay tuned for the next installment of our Christmas edition of the Being the Church podcast. We hope this time has been an encouragement and a help to you in your own walk with the Lord. If it was, maybe consider sharing this podcast with someone you know and let us know you enjoyed it by leaving a rating and maybe even a comment. That'll help us gauge the helpfulness of our content and what might be encouraging to our church family in the future. Thanks so much for listening. If you're interested in learning more about North Star Church, head over to northstarfamily.org for all the information and to contact us if you'd like to do that. We hope the Lord blesses you as you endeavor to serve Him. You can say, "I'm doing great," or you can say, "I'm doing terribly," if that's more accurate.